denomination is going to www.beingorganizedsociety.org. And what you would do after you hit the webpage, through the top of the webpage, in the middle of the webpage, this area right here says PBS Giving Service. And when I click on that, and you go down here and you select a year. Listed 1986 to 2007, and shortly 2008. Pick a year, say 2006, for instance. You go down and pick out some speaker you want to listen to. You click on that, it will load up, and it will begin to play. Well, one interesting thing, if you have there's a microphone.
The microphone that you usually use for the pulpit, I have a quarter-inch jack plugged into the main microphone input. You'll be able to hear. Yes, I have it. It just has to be, the slider has to be put up. Okay, there, and you'll be able to find a speaker you're interested in and listen to his sermon. Now, if you wanted to skip to the next sermon, you would just, there's down here is called the next key. Or here's called the seek bar. This is the seek bar to advance in the sermon. But then there's the next key. Is this key right here. You click that next key, and that advances to the next speaker. The next speaker, and so forth. And so that is an introduction of how to get to the web page. And I will review this. Momentarily, but again, when you go here, Bob Hervé's DVS sermons, and that gives you a choice of all these different years to listen to any media at your request. To go there. Now, as far as the presentation of the afternoon, I am going to be discussing about spanning the centuries, how the Dean Bracken Society, how its influence is stretching from 30 years ago all the way to the present. And I will also need the sound for this presentation, if that's possible. If not, we'll... At the bottom of each slide, you'll see the phrase, commit thou to faithful men. You know, that's taken from the book of 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that I have learned to me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. It is necessary that you... that this is done for the society. We have to have that objective. Now here again, you'll see the society main page. To listen to sermons, again, you go to this part here, video sermons. Then you go down and you pick a year. Then you go down to the next page, you pick a speaker, any speaker you want to, and you'll be able to listen to any sermon you want to listen to. Now this next quote is from a liberal. He is a liberal. He's clearly a liberal. He's the Bishop of New Hampshire. And I don't know why people who are anywhere close to being considered a fundamentalist would want to align themselves with the Bishop of New Hampshire on the words of God, but yet they're saying the exact same thing that he is saying essentially. This was a speech that was given at the Nova Southeastern University. He said, this is the fellow down here, but let me be clear. I believe the Holy Scriptures, the Old and New Testaments, to be the Word of God. Now notice, he says, that is different than believing them to be the words of God, virtually dictated by God through human media. Now, if you want to be able to listen to this clip yourself, which I don't have the audio, you can go to C-SPAN and look that up. Now, this is Pastor Paul Fedena, and the name of the sermon, or the name of the speaker, is on the top. And we have a quote from each of the 30 years, at least one quote from each of the 30 years, and Pastor Paul Fedena, the name of the speaker's on the top, his sermon title's on the bottom, and these are some of the other sermons he's preached throughout the times he was here. And so that was Pastor Paul Fedena. It is an important issue. Again, the speaker's name is at the top, the year he said, the year he gave the sermon, and at the bottom, the title of the sermon. Brother Burnett.
He talked about all the confusion that comes today.
You see what's going on today? Modernistic Bibles and modernistic thinking is occurring in our schools, in our churches, in our mission agencies today. You see, bibliology and soteriology are being attacked today by even people within the camp. To doubt the Word of God. In his very classroom that we're supposed to teach them to respect the Word of God.
We do not have to find a canon within a canon. We don't have to search to find out what is the Word of God.
Happening going on in college campuses today. Betrayal of the Word of God. Dr. James Settler. Jack Mormon? Not 17 rows of. I can think of those.
The grace of the rock and pieces is the power in the naked word of God. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophet, saith the Lord, that steals my word, every one from his neighbor. Hear the corruptors, accused by God.
It's Pastor J. Paul Reno, 1991.
He said the first revised version of the Word of God was made some 6,000 years ago. The publisher of this new version of God's Word was Satan, the enemy of God. Today, the attacks based on the Word of God are terribly disguised in the art of progress, scholarship and science, but are both based on the same purpose of destroying the literal meaning of God's word. These attacks take many forms, but are all aimed at discrediting God's word. Not quite under the sky's attack by infidels and atheists, to the well-meaning, sincere attempts of self-appointed defenders of the Bible who do not yet know that the book is no apology or defense. The scriptures are weakened and the eyes of men.
35. Said, heaven and earth shall pass away. Most people don't believe that, he says. They think that man's going to destroy himself or something else may happen, but they cannot bring themselves to believe that heaven and earth shall pass away. Something that is so permanent, something that is so terrifying, the firm earth that we take for granted. The Lord Jesus said it will pass away. But then he said in the next part of verse 35, Matthew 24, 35, but my words shall not pass away. My words. And we start tonight with Bible preservation.
The words of God are permanent in the earth and heaven itself.
Spark this period. The first was the advent of the printing press in 1450 and the invention of movable type in 1454 by Gutenberg. The second was the fall of Constantinople. I was thinking the other day that I should interject somewhere along the line, especially for Lapel, the Constantinople and Byzantium are the same thing. They just changed the name. And when we speak about the Byzantine, in case you don't know where that is, well, it's Constantinople on the end of the Mediterranean Sea.
Dr. Hollywood talking about an interesting periodical.
All of you who know about it, of course, I mean, not about this, but Bibliothecasacra, you will go immediately to Dallas. The Dallas had not always had it. And this was published in Bibliothecasacra in 1921. Dallas didn't have it. But Dallas, when did they start? Yeah, but they weren't in existence then. Because Dallas started since this. And this one was published by the Bibliothecasacra Company in Oberlin, Ohio. Charles Higginson of London, England, and they owned it. And, alright. And the title, as Brother Wade announced, The Westcott and Hoare Text Under Fire. William Wallace Evers. Now, some of you have books on your shelves by W. W. Evers. And he did it. Okay, maybe without interruption now I can give you the words. The Convocation of Canterbury undertook in the year 1871 the revision of the version of the New Testament published in 1611. Notice they mention only New Testament. There had been repeated omens of discussion of this, of disaster. The first was the refusal of the northern convocation of York to cooperate with the southern body in this undertaking. This indicated that the Church of England was divided in opinion as to the advisability of attempting to improve the authorized version.
He also did a sermon on inspiration. Inspiration is miraculous. Taught for 10. The Bible is a mystic book. Here's Dr. John Champion.
My Christian career, I became aware of so-called problems, 1 John 5, 7, and 8. I was called up to use the first proof text for Christ's deity, since its authenticity was in serious doubt. At that time, I accepted the conventional wisdom of knowing this. This was in the days before my association with Gene Bergman and his wife. On another occasion, I was told to beware of 1 Timothy 16, since that verse had serious problems.
I'm guessing he went to school in 76 or thereabouts, sometime in the 70s, and it's been happening time and time again up until the present. Teachers, faculty, pastors shedding doubt on God's words.
Erasmus of Rotterdam, Rotterdam, Rotterdam,
segment, the biggest issue of that. Now, what's going to happen is your walk can come to some point. And all the strict copies came from copies before them, and they came from copies before them, and they came from copies before them. And I think you can have that down to the actual information of everything that we find our next coming from. Now, my walk, however, the writings did not go to the pattern of repair.
Sermons you can find on the DPS webpage or Dispelling the Myths, God's Words Preserved, Bible Families, Text and Separation, Larger Concepts, The Doctrine of Preservation. He also preached messages on Sin of Man, the deadly disease of virgin deficiency, the staff of Moses, the words of God, the words of the false prophets. Available on the webpage of Bible Falsehoods of Michael Sproul, BJU's Error of Bible Preservation, Bergant's Traditional Text, a summary of that, plus 22 others. Were just listed there. sermon from Brother Cassidy, Ecclesiastical Words in the King James Bible, the textual position of Dean Burgon. Brother Gibson, defects in the New King James Version, God's purity, man's perversity, how modern versions dethrone God to enthrone man, plus eight other ones that aren't listed on this page. Continue to be committed to that position. Jasmine, amazing insights about the Westcott and Hort text from unusual sources, illustration in the Bible textual movement, Islam's use of the critical text, plus four additional ones are not listed here.
When you doctor something, you change, hoping to make improvement. For example, some of you ladies have doctored up barbecue sauce, haven't you? You have barbecue sauce that comes in the bottle. And so, what the ladies do, at least my wife does, is she put in that barbecue sauce out of a can, out of a bottle, she darkens it up. She adds this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, hoping to make it better. Now, the deep problem is, sometimes it makes it better, documented it, sometimes it makes it worse.
He's trying to explain the, the Doctrine of the New Testament, which is an English edition of the Scrivener's annotated Greek New Testament, other sermons he's preached, Bible readability, readability, reliability, and responsibility. Talked about the defined King James Bible.
They're trying to show that Christian leaders in the past did not defend the received text. And yet, two of the men that they used as examples were Robert Dabney and John Burgon. Robert Dabney was a well-known Presbyterian leader. United States in the 19th century, Holy Union Seminary for 30 years, and the Civil War chaplain, chief of staff to General Stonewall Jackson for his Southerners. He contributed to a number of publications, including Central Presbyterian and the Southern Presbyterian, was a prolific writer, and he boldly withstood the apostasy that was sweeping in from Europe.
Other sermons. Separation in Bible defense, evangelicalism in Bible versions.
Well, he just said here, and a few places later, it is written, you sustain his word.
sermons by Dr. Webb, A Journey from the Critical Text to the Received Text, every jot and tittle. He came out of the critical text camp into the text receptus camp.
Now, I say that one reason this reviewer seems to be saying those who do not listen to the King James Bible should also sound warning, but it's sounding their warning, James is not calling hobbies, as we in the DBS do. You know what I'm saying? They're writing these books against what you and I believe, but they're not writing in hobbies. But we who take a stand for our Bible, for God's Word, we're writing a hobby. Today, if we really said those of you who do not read material such as John Burgon, Dr. Wade, Mormon, Attack Mormon, Hills, and others, or every other place where they can hold up the content, this Bible, and say this is God's Word in English, when the school of producing preachers is saying this place.
The 2008 sermon of Dr. Bennett will be on the webpage once we get the problem corrected with it. So keep a lookout for that. You remember how to go to that webpage and just look up 2008. Sermons preached by Dr. Doom, a close look at the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Bible, the mess and the message, two more attacks on the traditional text from the CEV and the NCV, plus two additional ones. All these are available for viewing anytime you prefer. Discussed in that sermon. The attack on the canon of Scripture, the character of God's words, the everlasting sign, part 1 and 2. The received text is from the earliest times, plus two more that aren't mentioned on this page. History of
the world, many of our missionaries are adopting the wrong position of compilation and using the wrong translation page on the critical text. The sad consistency, therefore, that any of that greater support from the good King James Bible churches, if they think they have the right to use a corrupt Bible foreign language, the people think they are supporting a solid King James Bible missionary, but they know that after stepping off the airplane, the missionary adopts a false text. Under the protection of his supporters' ignorance.
You need to teach your people the difference between transubstantiation, which is magic, consubstantiation, which is mystery, or commemoration, which is memorial. Well, we believe in commemoration. This do in life. Remember to me, it's not magic, it's not mystery, it's a memorial. And yet, this is a big deal for them. I find very, very, very interesting that in that Canaan, Jesus chapter 10 is praying for them. What's great about that? Jesus Christ died what? Once for all.
By Dr. Brown in the footsteps of Bible translators. the Roots of Our English Bible, the so-called Great Uncials, the TR and Early English versions, plus additional one. Eyes of doubt. Unfortunately, too many schools today, it's the eyes of doubt and not the eyes of faith.
The people that aren't in what we have in the church. And it appears to me that there are things like you that live here, and he was an enthusiastic man about evangelism. He says here that he had a good home.
Pastor Charles Nichols also preached the sermon on Christ, appreciation, application of the words of God. Reno also preached a sermon on Bible versions. What is the big deal? Spirituality intriguing. TNIV. He also preached, Dr. Sorensen, on inspiration, preservation, abomination. Nature of God by Pastor Ralph Brown. And one other sermon he preached that's available at the webpage, actually two more now, Faith Once Delivered. Dr. Stringer also preached a sermon on Bible societies and the received text and the TRs for the whole world, which will be added to the also preached some other sermons, Dynamic Equivalency of UBS, Honesty of a Methodist, On Moral Criticism, A Critical Look at the Septuagint, plus 7 additional sermons. Pastor James Grumlaugh, 2007, Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. Stop Praying, the Outreach of the TR Spanish Bible, the Spanish Bible Problems. Michael Monty also preached the Defense Against False Science, the Doctrine of Inspiration of Biblical Hermeneutic. Here's Pastor Andy Goodsoul. 80 different preachers on this website, plus over 300 sermons. Now, there are other ways of accessing this media other than just the Society webpage. For instance, you can go to a site called sermonaudio.com. Just go to go to your web browser and open your web browser up, and you would type in their website. I'll try and demonstrate for you if I can. There's also one thing I want to point out about this fellow here, about this Bishop of New Hampshire, Gene Robertson. He's by no means anywhere close to being in the conservative camp by any stretch of the imagination. He is a liberal of the liberals, and yet what he's saying here is very similar. There may be some semantical differences, but it's virtually similar to what the conservatives are saying as far as distinguishing the difference between the Word of God and the words of God. He doesn't believe in the words of God, but he'll say he believes in the Word of God. Now, if we lined up the Bishop of New Hampshire's doctrinal statement with the doctrine of these so-called conservatives, there'd be a great discrepancy on salvation, on all sorts of biblical interpretation. Now, I don't know why they would want to come close to making a statement as this liberal fellow would make. Now, I just have a moment or two left, but I want to try and demonstrate to you how to get the sermon audio. You would just type in the URL, which you all know how to do, but I want to give you a point of how to get to the site where the meeting is. You type in sermonaudio.com, and up here in the find section, there's several ways of doing it. But the find section, if you want, just type in Dean Burgon Society. And you go over, you hit go, and in a moment you'll have it'll come up. Provided I spelled it correctly, it'll come up right here in the yellow. You click on this yellow, and then down at the bottom of the page, here are some media that we have available in a video, but you want to just pick out a particular date. You look here, in 1992 we have 2 sermons, in 86 we have 10, in 87, I didn't mean to do that, let me go back down here to the sermons by date, the sermons by Bible, sermons by date. You see how we have in 87, we have 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, we have 17, 95, 96, and so forth. And you just go up here, and we'll go to 2008, and we'll see there are some in 2008, which some of them are waiting for media to come in. And so you find something you're interested in listening to, you click on play. And after you click on play, hopefully, I'm not sure what this is going to do, it'll come up and it'll do something I'm not expecting to do, but we'll see what happens. It should play it. I see this is available for anyone to watch and listen to at their request. Any sermon, not the sermons that are on sermon audio, there's a few that are missing. But hopefully, Lord willing, eventually, all the sermons, all the audio we have available, all the video we will have available, will be available either on the Society webpage or on a website like Sermon Audio. And so again, I appreciate your attention, and if you want to watch any of this media, any of the past sermons of the Dean Burgon Society, please go to the Society webpage, www.deanburgonsociety.org.